Good morning, podcast audience, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I do not own the rights to this music, but do you think, Michael Frank?
The prophet speaks when slack calls, the secret leaks, the sky falls, the dice are tossed, the war is won, the battle is lost. When slack calls, it's 13 takes, when slack calls, the summer breaks.
You're listening the sky falls, to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast.
Some neon spins to insulate me from the icy aftershock I feel each time that slide calls.
Good morning, podcast audience, and particularly Columbus, Ohio, Citygate. I'm going to share some things with you today. Again, my perspective, my perception. But I need you to try to understand, and hopefully it will not be my perception, but the entire workforce's perspective. I don't know what seems to be happening in postal management lately with respect to the level of understanding postal managers have of postal policy. Now, there's a few things I want to talk to you about. And what I want you to do, I want to encourage you to grab your contract, open up this manual called Employee Labor Manual, a.k.a. the ELM, and you have to get a working knowledge of the rules and regulation that govern your workplace. Because I'm here to tell you, postal management, their understanding of what the ELM, your contract, and so many other postal guidelines for efficient operations seem to go by the wayside when it comes to Columbus Postal Management. And again, I'm going to give you my perception on that today. And I hope after hearing, you take a look around your work area. Again, you will say, wow, maybe what I'm saying is kind of hard, but nobody can argue the validity of it. Let's podcast. Okay. First item that's on stage today is it boggles my mind how postal managers don't have the ability or don't exercise the ability to differentiate between the categories of leave in the post office. And so as not to make this too complicated, we're going to talk for a few minutes on sick leave, annual leave, and then the Family Medical Leave Act, FMLA. Now, the Postal Service employees are provided both annual and sick leave at the same rate as other federal sector employees. However, postal employees have a higher annual leave carryover limit. Again, earned annual leave may be donated to other career or transitional employees who have exhausted their leave due to serious health conditions. Under the Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, eligible employees may take up to 12 weeks off from work for covered conditions. I got to read that again because I'm going to talk about that in a second. Under the FMLA, eligible employees may take up to 12 weeks off work for covered conditions. Now, if you have approved FMLA, what that is saying, and please do the research, what that's saying is, you have already submitted medical documentation to HR Shared Services. Very important that you understand that because I'm going to come back to it. You've already submitted medical documentation and a note from your doctor or, you know, notations from your doctor saying this condition exists. This is how much, how this is the frequency in which it exists. And please excuse this employee for this condition under this frequency amount. Notice that's sent to HR Shared Service. And when I talked about the leave concepts, the leave categories, I'm sorry, I talked about sick leave, annual leave, and then the FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act. And let me tell you why they differ. Your sick leave and annual leave, well, that's coming from the post office. That you submit documentation 3971 to be approved or disapproved. FMLA, the Family Medical Leave Act, can actually combine both together. You can use sick leave, you can use annual leave. In fact, an employee may use annual leave, sick leave, or leave without pay in accordance with applicable collective bargaining agreements and current leave policies. Postal Service FMLA policies applicable to all career employees allow the use of 80 hours of accrued sick leave for dependent care. Now, all I'm simply saying is, for some reason, I guess some postal management didn't have anything else to do, so they decided to sit around and get creative with already established policies. They want to confuse your Family Medical Leave Act with sick leave and annual leave. Now, the other day I was walking around the building and seeing a piece of paper on the floor. It looked kind of interesting, so I picked it up, and on it, I don't know who was having fun at their computer, but somebody printed out some things about leave and the FMLA that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me or to anyone who knows postal policy. One of the statements on here, it says, just because an employee has an FMLA condition does not exclude them from our leave policy. You're right, but the leave policy that they fall under or they must come in line with is the FMLA leave policy, and that policy says you can be off work for 12 weeks for a covered condition. That policy says you can have 80 hours of accrued sick leave for dependent care. That's what the FMLA policy says. Now, on that same sheet of paper, it appeared to be like a magic trick. I don't know if they wanted to put some bold writing up and then do an abracadabra so the rest of the employees get lost in the magic trick. But below it, they listed Section 513 from the ELM, and right away, only because I'm kind of familiar with the ELM, when I see 513, I know we're talking about sick leave. I also know that I cannot address annual leave usage with 513 as a reference because it's sick leave. I also know I cannot address FMLA under 513 because FMLA does not fall under the guidelines of the ELM on how we request or obtain sick leave. So I don't know who took the time to do this, but whoever did should have taken a little more time and studied the policy, and then they would have realized that this garbage they put out probably didn't need to go anywhere. I hope this was not issued to employees. I hope this was like a rough draft maybe, and whoever was putting it together seen where it didn't make a lot of sense, so they just kind of threw it in the garbage and missed, and it ended up on the floor and I got it. But if it wasn't, employees of the Postal Service, hear what I'm saying. FMLA cannot be regulated under 513, okay? 513 is sick leave. Again, 513 does not cover annual leave. And just so you know, to make sure that the two are not intertwined, if you're using FMLA, you can get a combination of annual and sick leave. But the post office says, if you have an approved FMLA condition It's already understood that you can use up to 12 weeks of work. You can miss 12 weeks of work. You can use 12 weeks of leave to cover your FMLA condition. And any manager that tries to tell you different from that probably need to go back to Postal Management 101 and relearn this policy so that they stop putting bad information out to employees. And one last thing I want to say on the FMLA is if an employee, now see, if a manager wants to try to hold you to Section 513 if you're using FMLA, what if you're one of those employees who have oodles and noodles of annual leave? Because I can use up to 12 weeks of both. So if I've got my leave plus my leave carryover, what if I want to use all of my FMLA with annual leave and not sick leave? What are you going to do now, supervisor, manager, if you are telling your employees that FMLA comes under 513? Hey, listen, it's okay that you got it wrong, but now that you're hearing this information, let's go back and rethink our thoughts and then maybe come out with a new handout telling employees that you were mistaken and this is the new policy. And please don't confuse FMLA with your sick leave or your annual leave, because FMLA can be both. I would also like to point out to employees, you don't get FMLA through your supervisor or your manager or your plant manager. FMLA is a special category of leave that must be requested and approved through HR Shared Services. Now, my understanding, HR Shared Service request and approve, HR Shared Service will request that you update. That is not a function that your local postal management has a voice in. If they want their voice to be heard, my understanding, if it's dealing with FMLA, the manager will request the information or request whatever they want from you through HR Shared Services, and Postal Management has no right to review your medical documentation either when it comes to FMLA. This is why you fax it to HR Shared Service. They look at it. They make a decision, not local management. Very important, and I don't know why local management would even want to be a part of that. Let it be done at HR Shared Service. That way, if nothing else, it's going to be done fairly across the board. And it brings me to another very interesting point that maybe the EFL czar want to look at, and that is emergency federal employees leave. Why does that have to come under sick leave? That's just a leave category that's being given to the post office because of COVID and COVID-related issues. Why does sick leave have to be used? And it makes me wonder why for COVID leave you're trying to apply Elm 513 to employees. Just something to make you think. Because I think if you think about it, you'll stop that nonsense with all that documentation and giving employees the wrong information about leave categories and how to properly request and utilize that leave. Hey, listen, I want to try to keep the podcast around, 15 minutes. I don't want to bore you, but I want to stimulate you for a minute. But I want to close with a welcome back to the lead MDO, Jeffrey Hotchkiss. Yeah, it is my, I haven't seen him, but it's my understanding that his detail was over and they sent Chris Bruno to his office. I don't know, I guess to fix, I don't know, to replace him. So we get Jeffrey Hotchkiss back and now Chris Bruno is on the detail that Mr. Hotchkiss had. So, hey, welcome back, Jeff. Here's a real quick insight to upper postal management. You take Jeffrey Hotchkiss out of his detail, bring him back, put him on tour three to replace Chris Bruno, who you take and put in the office Mr. Hotchkiss was. Wow. You see, if you understand that type of dynamic, it helps you understand a lot of the craziness that we deal with in this organization called United States Postal Service. Now, this might sound crazy, but if you take what I'm about to say as I end this podcast and take it to heart, you got to understand some folks on tour three. Mr. Hotchkiss might not be in the best disposition right now, being how all this appeared to have happened. So just be a little easy. And sometimes, not saying anything is better than saying the wrong thing. And you know what I'm saying? So understand that. And I'm being very serious. Understand that. And let's have an awesome day.